Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, motherfucking ma'am. Did you know it's Friday Eve?
Yes.
It's Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Friday Eve. You know where I'm going to be tomorrow?
Max?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can find me with Slapshot at the Max. Yep. And if you don't want to go to the Max, go to Mill City Nights and vote for my friends of Anti-Stock.
Nice.
Bam. Nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so we talk about bands all the time and how much we love them and everything that they do and how amazing they are and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I've been watching this Battle of the Bands for 93X that has been going down. And, you know, you've got Ashes from Stone, and they're, like, bumping out, like, you know, YouTube videos, like, you know, vote for us, make sure you come, blah, blah, blah. Vaudeville's doing the same thing, you know, vote for us, come out. I've actually noticed that Vaudeville has gone to the extreme of if they see that you are going to said Battle of the Bands, their lead singer, Chris Domerson, bless his little heart, has gone taken it upon himself to go and write a personal message to every single person interested and or going to Mill City Nights, saying, please come. I hope to see you there. Vote for Vaudeville. That is very dedicated. That is dedication. Very props. Kudos to you. Via has, you know, blasted about how they're going to Battle of the Bands for Northern Invasion. Now, my friends of Anti-Star, I have to say, they have not done that. They have not gone out of their way to promote. They have not gone out of their way to push for this. Now, I've, you know, talked to Sean of Anti-Star, and, you know, we're really close friends. And I didn't even bring it up. I was just, you know, I sent them a message today. I'm like, you know, good luck tomorrow. Love you guys. You excited? They're like, yeah, you know. He's like, you know, we haven't done any promo for this or anything. We haven't, you know, and last year they did. Like, they came on our show, and this around this time last year is when we got introduced to Anti-Star. And look how far they've gone. However, I do have to say, like Sean said, we are going to go there. We are going to play, and we are going to leave our hearts on the stage, and we're going to do the best that we can, and we hope that that alone is enough to get us there. And that is exactly why I fucking love Anti-Star, because their name stands for not trying to be your average band, your average star, your average, like, blow it in your face kind of band. They want their music to be and to show exactly this is what we are, this is what we stand for, this is why we're here. Other than that, we're your regular average Joes on the street working jobs. And that is why I fucking love them. And that's the same message that I sent him back. I was like, dude, this is why I love you. This is why you're my male best friend forever. that band, though, those guys, like, they're just so fucking humble all the time. Like, they don't throw it in your face. They don't shove it down your throat. They just know it. That's it. So, anyways, enough about Anti-Star. But I could go on about them forever because I just love them so much. But you can come see me at the Max on stage with Slap Shot. Anyway, okay, that's fun. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay. So how's things?
not good. I've just kind of been obsessed over the draft tonight.
Oh, I haven't even watched. I just, you know, like, Social media just totally ruins that shit for me, because literally, like, I could be sitting there watching and, like, somebody will find out that somebody gets drafted, like, 2 minutes before me because, like, their TV's faster, and then, bam, they throw it on Facebook. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you and your fucking little Facebook bullshit. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been watching, and it's pretty fucking interesting. Just like Goff, he was the very first one, first round. He's actually from Cal Berkeley, and he went to the Rams. And I guess he has hands that are less than 9 inches, so he's got little hands, and he's a big guy. Was it 6'4", I believe?
Did you just say hands less than 9 inches? Because I'm sitting here looking at my hand, like, I suddenly feel like I need to measure my hand. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because he's a quarterback, and he's got little hands.
So?
I guess Cal Berkeley has had 10.
Do they, like, sit there and measure people's hands to be a quarterback? Like, you can only be a quarterback if your hand is 12 inches long.
No, they do all the measurements, everything, every single thing. To the combine, everything is measured. But I guess Cal Berkeley has had 10 Pro Bowlers who were picked in the first round. So,
right.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And also, Goff is hot. I'm just going to throw that out there. So I'm definitely going to I'm going to be like a temporary fan. He might have to be on my fantasy football team because, Wentz from NDSU. He went to the Eagles.
You know, like, football's not for, like, a while away yet, right? Like,
I know, and I don't care because I'm super excited because this guy's hot, too.
Okay.
And, oh, my God. Ezekiel Elliott. He went to the Cowboys, which I'm actually really sad about.
Yeah.
Personality plus. He is like the bee's knees. And I'm kind of bummed that he went to the Cowboys. I mean, seriously, like, really?
Okay. First of all, did you just say Cowboys? Are we, like, even friends right now? Because we all know how I feel about the Cowboys.
I just said I was disappointed that he went there.
Okay, well, we don't just say... And you use the actual term Cowboys when you should be saying Cowgirls, because we all know, like... do you not remember our buddy Rob? Like, I kind of wonder how his little YouTube sensation went after he kept pumping them Cowboys last year. Like,
Right.
Rob motherfucking Henry, how are them Cowboys doing? Because Lord knows, they still suck. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So
did you, like, take notes during this or something?
I did, actually.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because
so,
I totally didn't watch it. I was too busy being mom.
Okay, we'll check this out. 15 minutes before your life changes, 15 minutes before the draft starts, a video was leaked on Twitter from Tunsil, who he was supposed to be like a top pick, and a video was leaked on his Twitter page, somebody hacked it, of him smoking pot out of a bong with a gas mask. Now, he did get drafted by the Dolphins, but I mean, first of all, it's the Dolphins. Secondly, he was supposed to be, like I said, top, and he went 12th. Again, to the Dolphins. Is that, like, cruel and unusual punishment? Yeah. Possibly.
Well, see, it's fucking pot. Come on now. Like, really?
Well,
are we really going to get bent out of shape about pot?
It was 4.5 years ago, however. But, I mean, there are these teams.
Sweet baby Jesus. Like, you know, here's my thing. And I was just talking about this earlier with somebody, actually, like, 10 minutes before the show. And this is what I had to say about this. Why the fuck do people let their past fucking control them? Like, that should happen 4 years ago. So you still got a fucking hater. You still got a hater that's going to come up out of nowhere and try and ruin your fucking career because they're fucking jealous. Like, do people not take this shit into account? Like, let's really look at the facts here.
You know?
Like, really? Like,
I mean,
that's like, you know, the shit that happened to me 2 years ago, you know, with the whole, like, Katrina bullshit that you fucking went through with me. Like, that shit was 2 years ago. And it's still, to this day, from what I've been told from, like, other people, like, that people still bring that shit up. Like, that was 2 years ago. Like, I don't even live in the same fucking area, and you're still talking about me. I don't even have the same cell phone number. Like,
I know.
You really hating that much? Like, are you that small-minded and focused on yourself? Like, I don't understand people. People just piss me off.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? The Lions.
Evidently, not let people take pictures of you smoking pot. That's what you need to do.
Not be because you're kind of fucking retarded person do you have to be. The Lions did pick up Decker, and I'm just going to go on record
right.
And say he's really hot. He's, like,
ridiculous. Like, are you, like, actually concerned about these people's talent or just the fact of their hotness scale?
I don't give a shit. I mean, if you're going first round, obviously you're talented, so that's not even up for negotiation. So then I just rank them by hotness level. And if somebody says then I'm going to be paying attention. However, I do want to note that the Dolphins did release their interim head coach, Campbell, and he actually was picked up by the Saints, and he's now going to be their assistant head coach. And that dude is hot. Like, I would do dirty, dirty things with him.
I knew you were going to say that. That dude.
I would redefine physics. I mean, I would just do some dirty, dirty things to him because dude is hot. Okay. I feel better now.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
At least we all have clarification that Saints assistant coach, new assistant coach, is hot. You know, I'm going to have to look these people up because I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. If they don't pertain to the Ravens, I don't fucking care. Like, it's just whoop, gone. Whoop.
I saw the Ravens pick and I didn't even write it down. I wasn't even really paying attention, honestly.
Oh, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. Because, Angela's life evidently doesn't matter. I need to go fucking protest in my street that is now, which, by the way, they're changing my dirt road into a fucking pavement road. I bought this house with said idea. I live in the country, and it needs to be a dirt road. Oh, no, 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 no. They're paving it. So I really think that I might go sit in a lawn chair for, like, the next 2 weeks in my fucking road and protest it.
You should.
Angela's dirt road matters. Just
dirt
saying.
Dirt roads matter.
And because, you know, pit bulls are so mean, I might just have my pit bull with me.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck you, winning.
Exactly.
Although she just, like, curl up like a baby and, like, sit next to me, like, Mom, don't hurt me.
Aww, such a baby.
And she curled up on a fucking ball on the couch. No, she's a pit bull. She's really mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
all
an
right.
angry ball.
Yeah. So much mm-hmm. hostility coming off said dog.
Yeah.
So I was called an angel today.
What?
I must say. Okay, so I've been called many, 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 many things in my day. Many. not a lot of them being nice. However, like, okay, so I've done my good deed for the week. As those of you who know me on Facebook, I helped a vet. It's actually a personal friend of mine. He's been going through a really hard time. I've been there for him up and down and left and right and many late hours on the phone. But what I found fucked up is this guy served overseas, served our country, and did everything that he could do within his power to stay in the military, but got physically injured while serving our country. Now, this guy literally has PTSD, TBI, like, you know, all those lovely fucked up things that they come back with sometimes that I really feel get misdiagnosed a lot of the time and or go unseen, and people just can't seem to just fucking listen to a person. Because, you know, therapy for me and for a lot of people, if you actually just sit and talk to somebody, it tends to help you, which is why I go out of my way to be there for people. The VA, mind you, wants him to pay $15,000 out of his own pocket for a service dog. $15,000. Now, a dog on average costs, what, like a couple hundred bucks? Like maybe $1,000 if you're getting like a full-bred something. I don't even think I'm going to buy a car for $15,000. Go fuck yourself. So, like with that said, he was like, you know, it's really now gotten down to the point where it was life or death for him to get this fucking dog. Like, and he's like freaking out about it. So I was like sitting there like, okay, just like the court thing, I'm not just going to let this go. I'm going to figure out something. So I like called around and then I thought, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to call Melanie of the Eagles Nest to figure out if she can help me out. And she did. She did. And which is fucking amazing. So I meet up with my friend today at the Eagles Nest and introduced him to everybody that I know from there, and I'm sitting there, and he, like, walks up to me, like, and I went to leave, and, like, I've got, like, I acquired 6 chickens while I was there, so I got 6 chickens in the back of my car, you know, me, 6 chickens, 6 live chickens that are shitting in a box in the back of my car, and my child, and my truck smells lovely at this point, and he, like, walks up to me, and he's like, you're not just gonna leave without saying goodbye, right? I'm like, no, absolutely not, like, I was just, you know, getting my kids settled, whatever. And he gives me the biggest hug, and he starts crying. He's like, you are a fucking angel on this earth. Like, seriously, like, you have no idea how just, like, listening, the listening that you've done, you've gone out of your way to help me. Like, you've done all these things, and you just, you don't even acknowledge, like, the fact that you're just, like, helping me. Like, you just pretty much saved my life, and you're just, like, going about the day. Like, it's just nothing. I'm like, because to me, I know what it's like to be at the bottom and not have somebody there. And I don't want that for anybody. So this is just who I am, just, like, instilled in me to be there for people. So, like, to me, it's nothing. And to him, it's everything. So, like, it was just, it was awesome. It was nice to hear. And then I got this coin. It's a military coin. And there, I've received a couple military coins from being a military spouse and from being, doing, like, the stuff that I did for being an ombudsman for the military. So,
can you tell everybody a little bit about military coin?
What about it? It's a coin of honor. Like, it's been like an honor coin. A lot of military members, when they rank up in the military, they get a coin. Like, I have a USS Wasp coin, and that's because I was attached to the USS Wasp for being an ombudsman. There's like certain coins, like they all mean something different, but it's not like you can get that kind of coin. Like you have to earn it. It's just like, you know, earning a rank in the military, you have to earn the right to have a coin. So the coin that I received today is a 22 coin. And it's like a no brother left behind kind of thing. And it's for like, you know, 22 vets kill themselves a day. And so I received this coin in honor of helping him and what I do for military members. And it was like one of those things where I was like, holy crap, like I've received a few of these like things. And it's like, this one means the most, obviously, because it's something that meant something to me. And I mean, they all do, but this one just really hit home. And especially with him saying, like, if it wasn't for what you've done, I probably wouldn't be alive much longer. And that means a lot to me because, like, you know, I know what it's like to be there at the end of your rope and you're like, fuck, like, what the hell am I going to do? But it was just, like, it's really eye-opening. And, like, so I talked to Melanie again today after I left. And me being me, I want to do more. So once a week I'm going to go up there and help with events and do volunteer work for them. Because, like, literally, like, those guys – they just want to talk to somebody. It's like, they just want to tell you their story. Like, they were excited. They were in the military. They did this. Like, and it's fun stories. It's not like they're sitting there going, man, I got PTSD. Like, quit with the stigma shit. Like, no. Like, these guys just, like, they literally love talking to people just like everybody else does. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Props to the Eagle's Nest, because that place is the shit.
I have to get there.
Yeah, you do. I've been there twice. How many times have you been there?
In all my other time? But I'll get out there.
Well, I'm going again on Sunday. So if you're not busy Sunday, I'm going up there with all my kitty butts, and we're going to go hang out and play with the animals. And I just might bring a trailer and take the cow home. Don't tell Melanie. I named that damn cow, dude. Like, I want that cow so bad. I love it. I love it.
I guess I didn't know that there was a farm up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do a horse therapy. They do farm therapy. They do, I got a rose. I'll send you a picture. It's made of steel.
Oh, my God.
One of the guys does black. Yeah, this guy does blacksmith work. And it's a metal flower, and, like, the whole stem is, like it has, like, a hoop kind of thing. It's freaking amazing. I'm like, dude, this guy is fucking talented. Like, this is sick. So, yeah, it's even got spikes on it. Probably around, I don't know, like, leave here around 10, get up there around 1.
Okay. Maybe we'll have to
There's a couple bands. Yeah, there's band guys going. There's a couple of my friends are going to go. Like, we're all just going to bring our kids, go up there, hang out with the vets, just chill.
That'd be fun.
Start a bonfire, hang out, like, whatever.
Nice. That'd be fun.
Yep.
All right, but I
Freak
wanna know,
yeah, man.
How do I get that? Because I haven't gotten full.
You got to talk. You got to talk to the guy that makes them.
Who is it?
Oh. God. How do I say his name? I forget how to say his name. Like, it's a different, unique name. So, I'm not even going to butcher it. I'll just let you go ahead and, yeah. Yeah. He's freaking hilarious, though. Like, he literally, like, he's, like, running around with his hard hat on, like, just bouncing back and forth playing with Jacob. And Jacob looks at him, and he's like, he was joking with Jacob. And he's like, can I have the rest of your hamburger? And Jacob's like, yeah. Meanwhile, Jacob's swindling the guy across from him. He's like, Jacob was like, do you want my water? And Jacob's just trying to share. And the guy was like, if you take another bite of your hamburger, I'll take a drink of your water. And so then Jacob pawns off the hamburger to the other guy. And he's like, you got to drink my water now. Like, you little shit. Like, yep, that's my kid. He's fucking panhandling.
That's so funny. That's so cute.
Such a man training, it's sick. Yep. So, have a question for you. Now, this is something that keeps getting brought to my attention.
Okay.
And it's not just by, I know that somebody is listening that is going to take this personal, and it's not anything personal. It is specifically something I have been asked by multiple people this week. How do you deal with social awkwardness?
How do I personally?
You have social like anxiety where I don't. How do you deal with it?
Depends on the situation. Sometimes it's just a matter of finding little things that make you comfortable in situations where it could be really uncomfortable, because I've been in some really uncomfortable situations lately.
Mushroom head.
That's not even the worst one. I mean, there's been a few times where I've just kind of had to force myself to just do it. And I mean, even right down to on Tuesday at the meeting with my broker at the Realty Group, when they called my name for a house that's pending and I had to say in front of everybody, you know, how this came to be. It was super, and it's so funny because, I mean, you wouldn't think somebody who does pageants and is on the radio and, you know, works with a TV show would be shy, but I actually am. And it just blows people away because I don't like being the center of attention. I love doing what I do, but to put the spotlight on me, I would rather curl up in a corner. I really would. I really would.
Which is weird.
Super weird. I am a walking contradiction. Everything about me is a walking contradiction. Right now, my dog is actually barking in the closet because she's really weird. But it's one of those things where it's one foot in front of the other, and you just have to do it. Sometimes it depends on what I'm doing. Like if it's stuff for TV. I become that character. If it's, you know, for pageants, I become that character. I essentially take myself out of it and just, this is what I have to do. This is how I have to go about this. And, you know, have there been times where I've just been like, nope, not going to happen. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's other times
I've seen
where
that.
Where I'll just do it and...
Do you ever just take somebody with you to push you out of your comfort zone?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. I noticed because I'm one of them. So I failed to mention that one because taking somebody with you that pulls you out of your comfort zone, but yet you feel comfortable with that person there, is a good idea.
It's essentially like having a safety blanket with you. Even though it's another person, it's somebody who can talk to you when you start to get nervous. Somebody who can kind of distract you instead of making it such an intense situation. And
so what if it's something that you really have to go to? So what if it's something that you really have to go to or you really should go to, but you're choosing not to go because you're having social anxiety about it, but you can't find somebody to go with you, but it's something that you really, really need to go to. Do you go or do you stay home?
If it's something that you really need to go to, you need to just go. You need to just go and you need to just do it and you need to just power through, even though you want to die all the time. It's one of those, I can't,
because there's like some, like I have claustrophobia and I get like, I wouldn't say social anxiety, but when there's like a lot of, I would say it's more claustrophobia or I can't even say social anxiety, but it's something else too. I get anxious around like a lot of people, but it's
right.
Not. Like, if I'm, like, well, pretty much anytime I go somewhere, I know someone only because of what I do. Like, tomorrow, I'm going to go to a show. It's my brother's show. I'm going to sing with them and whatever. I'm going to know, like, more than half the people there because they're my actual family because my mom's whole family is going. And so it's my real dad. It's going to be fun. Anyways, but, like, there's going to be a lot of people there that I know. But even though I know a lot of people, I still, like, I can't stand in the same spot for a long period of time. I have to keep moving. Like, I can... like, go dance for 5 minutes, go walk around and talk to people for a few minutes, and then go outside. And it's like a pattern. I have to keep doing it because I can't. Gross. But, like, I don't.
Beat it. you know,
I don't know how, like, I can't fathom having, like, that kind of anxiety of not wanting to leave my house. And I, like, it makes me sad to know that people feel like that, like, or that people have allowed things that other people say get to them so much that even in their adulthood, they can't get past that because somebody was so, I don't know, like, I guess I look at it completely different because I'm, like, the type of person where you can say what you want to, but I'm going to do what I want anyways, like, I don't know. That's one that I really couldn't answer.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you just need to find, try different things, and you just have to keep forcing yourself to do it. And it gets
right.
easier a little bit each time. There are some times where it's just too much. Learning how to kind of shield yourself from it. Because I find a lot of times people with social anxiety actually are empaths. And the reason why you have social anxiety is because you're an empath and you just don't know it.
Ooh.
So you're actually anxious because you're taking on all this stuff. And it really does help if you kind of picture yourself being in a bubble, as crazy as it sounds. But if you picture yourself being in that bubble, no one can fuck with your bubble. You're in your bubble.
Right.
No one can fuck with your bubble. And you are unstoppable in your bubble. No matter what you have to do, no matter if you want to do it or not, you're still in your bubble and it's a safe place. And when you're in your bubble, you're not taking on everybody else's stuff. You're not, you know, taking on
all
the other stuff.
People wonder, like, that's what people don't know about me is that I'm an empath. But
yeah.
I will go out for, like tomorrow. Then I go to the whole show thing. Saturday I got something else going on. And then Sunday, I'm supposed to go up north. Those 3 days are going to knock me on my ass. Come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm not going to be able to do shit. And I think that's why I've been so fucking tired this week. It's because every single day I've had something to do. But, like, being an empath, like, I don't have a shield where you do. And plus, I'm gifted. So, it's a double whammy. So, like, it's just, oh.
If you learn how to ground yourself, and that's one of the things that I've learned and been taught by several people is if you ground yourself, so if you pretty much, as simple as it sounds, take off your shoes and go and walk in the grass, because now we can without
yep.
getting frost, do that, reground
yourself.
If it wasn't
fucking cold out.
Rebalance your energy. Go hug a tree. I mean,
it sounds
absolutely retarded, but it works. I don't know why it works. I don't know how it works. And I quite frankly don't question it because it does work.
I don't give a fuck. Right.
Exactly. It's one of those things where if you just try it a couple times and then all of a sudden you're just like, wow, that worked. I feel better. And it's magical because actually the first couple times that I hugged a tree and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was it was a dare and I thought it was a joke and oh my God, this is so weird. But I did it. It's the next few days, some incredible things happen. Whether it was fate or being grounded or being able to recenter, I don't know. Something set it in motion. And like I said, you never look a gift horse in the mouth. So whatever it was, uh-huh. I'm just going to say it's because I hugged a tree, regrounded myself, tried to rebalance my energy. You know, maybe it's a combination. I don't know. Maybe it was just time for this stuff to happen. I don't know. I'm not going to super analyze it because I just don't want to. But,
right.
I mean, there's, you know, stones. I mean, if you're in Minnesota, you can go to White Buffalo. Deb Corona at White Buffalo is amazing. She helps a lot. She answers lots of questions. And I've never had anybody there judge me. I've been judged at other places and treated like crap. But,
right.
I mean, sometimes even, you know, a chakra stone can help. I mean, just a variety of things. Sometimes, you know, being in water, so taking a bath or, you know, soaking in a hot tub or a hot shower, sometimes that's enough. Sometimes it's meditating. Sometimes it's, like my kids have anxiety. So I've trained them that when they start to feel anxious, you're going to picture two angels, one on each side of this big bubble, and they're bringing the bubble towards you, and you put all the bad stuff in this bubble, and then you picture them flying away with the bubble. And it helps. It's helped them overcome some of their anxiety that way. I mean, it's just, sometimes it's just stupid little things, but they work. and they work really, really well. So,
yeah.
Unless you have one of your clients who's up your freaking hoo-ha because he wants to take you out, and you're just like, no, thank you.
I don't understand why guys can't. Okay, nope. All right, you want to jump on the guy train? We'll jump on the guy train. Now, let me tell you this.
Jump.
If you're going to go, okay, here's your PSA for the night. Yep, here we go. Take out your pens and paper, kids, because it's about to get real. Soapbox. Make notes. I'll give you a few seconds here. All right, so pen and paper. Do not bring a girl on a date and then turn around and lecture said girl for being too busy, not texting you back right away, constantly, like, making comments, like, every other comment being like, oh, hey, did she answer your text? Because she didn't answer mine. But then, come not even a week later, you don't even text this person at all whatsoever. Consistency. But then, when somebody sends you a text message in the morning and says, hey, how you doing? And you don't text back till, oh, I don't know, 9:30 at night. Kind of makes you wonder. There's this thing called being a hypocrite,
right?
And or trying to make somebody feel some kind of way. I don't know. Just saying. Don't do it. Consistency is fucking key. And we have talked about this umpteen million times. Be fucking consistent. If you're going to text a girl every single morning and say good morning, make sure you continue to do it. We can let it slide, like, once or twice. Like, obviously, you get busy, you forget, you're running behind, whatever.
Right.
But do not fucking start something if you're not, do not, like fucking Bob Marley said, don't wake a woman's, you know, feelings and love and intuition and all that shit and wants if you're not going to fucking love her back. Like, there's no point. No fucking point.
No, because it's me.
Guys are dumb.
Do not wake up someone's love if you have no intention of doing anything with it. Because that's just, it's
right.
Just me.
Right.
It's not for fun.
And don't sit there and make someone feel like shit for being a mom, being busy, working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may be an hour or two before they respond, but at least they respond because they're so busy fucking working. But then you turn around and don't even text that person just because of no reason and no explanation. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. It really, really, really doesn't. Because you can't sit there and make someone genuinely feel bad and then, poof, fall off the face of the earth.
Right.
Or, I love the random, like, let me just pop up in your life after a year. That's always fun.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think your dogs are barking because we're talking about men, because they're all dogs. Ha!
No. Well, yeah, that could be. But my son, again. You know, the thing is that I think one of the other things guys need to figure out is when women get to a certain point in their life, and we've seen a lot and been through a lot, don't fucking push. Don't push. Don't insist. Don't manipulate. Don't lie. Don't try and, you know, use situation, because we're not going to care, and we'll tear your head off, shit down your throat, and use your fucking skull for a dip bowl later. Because we're just,
pretty much.
I mean, we're just tired of it. It's, you know, I had this guy, and I repeatedly said, I'm not, you know, no, thank you. You know, it's just, you know, if, cool, we could be friends, I'll be, you know, your realtor, but is it going to happen? No, it's not. And he's
never.
All, why? Like, how do I nicely say, dude, my daughter dwarfs you, you know? I mean, what should you do? Pat him on the head? If the dude tried to do anything parental at all, to be, like, trying to guide her at all, like a parent needs to do sometimes, even though he wouldn't be a parent, but still, I mean, if you're here, you're in an adult role. she would laugh at him, pat him on the head, and probably throw him across the room. Because, I mean, she's kind of a beast. You know, it's like, how do I get this across to people? It's like, look, I have nothing against smaller people, even though smaller guys kind of freak me out. But I like bigger guys. Do I like big, ginormous, overweight guys with boobs bigger than mine? No, I don't. Do I like tall, skinny guys who cry? Not really. Do I just like to feel safe? I like somebody who can make me physically feel small, but not emotionally feel small. And I think people kind of get that a little twisted. And, you know, it's my thing. It's just how I am. I don't like little guys. Other people do. Other people have no problem with guys. Their height shorter than them, whatever. But it just freaks me out. It's a little sausage fingers. Just kind of like freaks me out. It's just not for me. Doesn't mean that they're a bad person. No, it doesn't. It just means that they're not the right one for me. It doesn't mean that they're going to be single forever just because I'm not interested. It's like, you know, am I the right person for everybody? No. I mean, I'm adorable. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you know, am I going to be everyone's cup of tea? No, absolutely not. You know, we've said it before. We're handfuls. Does that mean that we're less attractive? No. Does it mean that we're the quote unquote perfect size for everybody? No. And if guys say that they don't judge women by their size, they're full of shit.
Absolutely.
Shit. Because guys are just like women. You're going to look at the hair color, the size, boobs, butt, waist, whatever, how they dress, you name it. I've seen guys judge it all. Some of my best friends are guys. And I've seen it all. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's how, you know, their viewpoint. So I'm just curious, Angela, maybe we need to talk about this for a minute. How is it guys can be hypocrites, especially like even little guys especially? How is it that they can grow judging everybody? And yet when a woman's like, dude, if I put on heels, I'm going to like look straight over the top of your head without even looking down.
Right.
But yet we're a bitch for doing that. And yet they're going to run around and be like, oh my God, she's so fat. She's really, you're doing the same. Like,
right.
I'm just curious how it's wrong for us to do it, but it's okay for them to do it.
Right. Or it's wrong for us to say another guy is looking attractive and or hot, but they can sit there and break necks every time a female walks by.
Oh, God forbid, yeah. If you go to a strip club with somebody and you say somebody else in there is attractive and they're like shoving dollar bills down some chick's G-string.
Right.
Okay. Well, all right. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just
or, you know, a guy can sleep with 20 girls and he can get high fives, but a girl can sleep with 20 guys and she's a hoe.
Oh, my God. A girl sleeps with 5 guys and suddenly it's like, oh, my God, do you have diseases? Oh, my God, really? are you serious? I actually had one guy today text me and he's like, hey, have you had sex lately? I'm like, if it's any of your fucking business, I'm like, what does it matter? Well, I'm just curious if you were safe. Define safe. Like, was I having sex on broken glass or on the edge of a cliff? what kind of question? Like, where is this going? Why is this information necessary?
Well, no, actually. Well, actually, he decided to choke me and pull my hair and smack my ass, but I thought it was great.
You know, but as long as it's done in a safe manner, I guess. I don't know. Like, do you have a spotter? I mean, is that considered safe? I mean, I just laugh, and it's like, okay, define safe, because everyone, like, are you just talking about, like, protection? Because then protection could be, like, a variety of different things. Are you talking condom? Are you talking IUD? Are you talking birth control? Are we talking female condom? Are we talking, like, the chomper things that they have in South Africa? I mean, what kind of safe are we talking here? Are we talking, like, in bubble wrap? I mean, what kind of safe are we talking? I mean, it's a little bit more specific when you say, were you safe? You know, was I having sex on you know, a mule or a car going 90? No, sure didn't. You know, but it's like, it's none of your fucking business. So, I don't know. I guess I was a little bit amused and a little bit pissed at the same time when that question came up. Because I'm like, do you want it, like, details? Like, evidently now we're supposed to videotape it so that way we can just be like, okay, well, here was my last performance. Rank it and see how you like it. And, you know, maybe perhaps that would make you interested. I don't know. People just, they say things and they're like, well, I didn't mean it like that. It's like, well, you did because you said it like that.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't necessarily get offended when people ask me questions. I get amused because I'm like, do you really want me to answer this? I really want you to think long and hard because I'm going to answer.
I just don't understand why people ask the stupidest fucking questions like that.
I hate it when people ask questions and then they get pissed when you answer. It's like,
yeah, if you're going to ask a dumbass question, I'm going to give you a dumbass response.
Right. Or I'm going to be honest. And you're not going to enjoy my answer, potentially, you know, but don't ask if you don't really want to know, you know, and I always tell people, I'm like, you know, if you're going to ask me something, I will be honest because I don't have the energy or the time to lie. So you just need to make sure you want to hear the answer because I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide it.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know, it's only Wednesday, and I have so many things, so many questions and topics. And it's Thursday.
That's Tuesday. Dude, this week flew the fuck by.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Just like my little guy was supposed to have his first baseball game today, but it got canceled. Huh, imagine that. Weird.
Yeah. Man, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get people.
You know, it's just, it's a mystery anymore. A lot of people are just, yeah. I've actually gotten some really impressively bad advice on occasion. And it's really funny because, okay, well, another good question, another good topic to broach right now. Have you ever gotten advice from someone and then you actually wonder if they were giving themselves advice about something else because you're not even sure that the advice that they gave you was fitting to your situation? You know what I mean?
All the time.
You know, and it's because I was talking to this other person that I know, and it was really funny because, I mean, two things that she said. She said, first of all, you know, that I'm projecting, and that's the reason why I'm single, which I found very amusing. Pretty much, gosh, how did she put it? Pretty much that I'm not healed and that I need to heal myself before I even think about it, and that I'm going to keep attracting, quote unquote, the exact same type of person over and over. I'm like, you mean the kind that freeze? Because nobody's the same. and then it was really funny because then the last thing she said to me was that I need to cut negative people out of my life. So I did. I don't think she's assuming that I wasn't going to stop talking to her.
Oh, man.
Good idea. Really good idea.
People are dumb, though. I really don't get it.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, first of all, I can't understand why people can't just be happy for people when they're happy. Like, if I'm happy with what I'm doing, who I hang out with, who I talk to, what I'm up to in my life, why can't you just let me be happy? No. You got to be the one to sit there and nitpick all the little things like who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Yeah.
And then, like, especially people that have, like, anxiety and depression, like, if that person is happy, let it go. Just let it go. Why does it matter? Like, just let
it go.
If you're going to sit there and pretty much instigate okay, well, I want you to think about why you're happy. Why do we have to have an explanation? Why can't a person just be happy? I don't get it.
Because some people don't want to see other people happy because they want to be the only one that's happy. Or, like they always say, misery loves company.
Right. True that.
And it sucks.
People suck.
Oh, I got a call from Puff a little while ago.
Oh, yeah? How's Puff doing?
Good. Evidently, he knows Mr. Gray.
Shut the front door.
That's the rumor. And I was like, huh, you don't say. So he, Puff.
Can he get his work schedule for us so we can go there every time he's working? Or?
Shit, right? I was like, dude, hook us up.
Right?
It was pretty funny, and I think it caught him a little off guard, but I was like, so next time you see him, tell him I said, what's up?
Right.
Angela and I would happily go there and make sure that his section is full.
Right. We could bring a whole slew of girls.
Absolutely.
Mr. Gray is the shit.
He's pretty all right, that's for sure. And I told him, I was very blunt. I was like, look, we need 15, maybe 20 minutes with cuddling.
Right.
Like, that's it. That's all we need. Like, I don't need much more than that. I'm good after that.
That dude's hot. I've never seen, like, this guy has got, like, I've never looked at a guy and been like, yep, that dude's got it going on. Like, this dude legit, like, he could turn his head smiling, like, that whole, like, shiny, TV thing with, like, that glisten. Yeah, no, that's totally him. Totally him. It's weird.
Yeah. It's
dude,
not
it's
even
hot.
It's
no, his eyes, ridic.
God, and
hair
smells good.
On point, always. Smells delicious.
Yeah.
He could be a smoker and you wouldn't fucking smell it on him because he smells so fucking good. Ridic. Dude's a hottie with a body.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's a 10 for sure a 10.
Yeah. And it's really, you know what's really strange?
We gotta take a picture of him and post it and be like, this is who we are always talking about.
The first time we went to this,
for those of you who don't know, the first time we went to sushi together, there was this guy, and like it was like around when 50 Shades of Grey first came out, and we were like, dude, it's Mr. Grey, like totally fucking hot, on point, wears suit, like just good looking dude. And we never saw him again. Like we kept going back, like just because we love sushi. He was never working. We're like, what the fuck is going on? Where is this guy? He was there out of nowhere, like 6 months later.
And the thing is that what's really strange is you and I don't have the same taste in guys, but we both agree that
at all
hot
at all, like me and Tracy, not even close. Totally different ends of the spectrum. Not even a little bit, like at all.
Nope.
And then which is we get along great because she'll be like, that guy's hot, and I'm like, okay. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But like I always tell you, I don't think I have a type. But I don't know if it's you or one of my other friends is like, no, it's a beard. It's got to have facial hair.
See, and that's a type. That's a thing, a quality you look for. That could be a type.
I don't look for it.
No, you just happen to be attracted to somebody with that physical attribute.
I guess. I don't know.
Because, I mean, physically wise, you are absolutely not consistent. Absolutely.
No.
Not.
No.
However, if they have facial hair, it's like, oh, yep, that's an Angela right there.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh. That's just funny. You mean so much to me that I had to pause my porn to say hi. Like, what the fuck? Oh, some people's kids. Some people's kids. Just too much. TMI.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to come tomorrow night? You want to come out to the Max? Chill? Hang?
Kind of depends on how the vigil goes. I think it's
I
over.
Feel like I should. I feel like I should stand in like the middle, with like Russia and Germany flags. Yeah. And I'll just be Switzerland.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be okay.
And sing Frozen all at the same time. Let it go, let it go.
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
No.
Mm-hmm. You're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking me up.
I really need to get the movie 50 Shades of Grey, just saying.
I have one. I can give you one.
I need to get it. I'm sitting here looking at pay-per-view, seeing it's on. Lame!
It's pretty good. I enjoy watching it. I like the love story of it. That's just how I see the movie. I see things differently than other people. Whatever.
I know, me too. I like. That's why I like it too. And like people that don't know like what it's about, like, and they're just judging it off of like bullshit that they hear. Like, no, like you should really, really watch it. It's a love story.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a minute and a half left. What else do you want to, reiterate where you're going to be and what's going on?
No, like, seriously, go to Mill City Nights tomorrow night. Go down there, vote for my boys of Anti-Star, and then come up to the Max. I would totally, totally, totally be going to Mill City Nights if there wasn't a surprise that was happening at the Max that I cannot miss. So,
it's exciting.
Definitely go vote for my boys, please.
There you go.
Thank you. These guys are like brothers from my other mother.
All right. Well, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight here to the Cool Chick Radio Show. And next week, if all goes well, we should be on Tenacity Radio, but I will keep everybody posted on that. Other than that, make sure you like us, love us, share us on social media, because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media. Because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared. Because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Make sure you get out there and make those bad decisions this weekend, because they are not going to make themselves. We'll see you next week, kids. Peace.